Why is standing in the stirrups so good while riding? It relieves the horse's back and helps in the development of balance, flexibility, and strength of the horse. And if the rider is successfully standing in the stirrups, it is an indication that the horse is moving freely under the rider. The rider is thus in balance with the movements of the horse's body. Either the rider moves in harmony with the horse. What is visible when things go well? The horse's back is mobile. The hindquarters drop, and the neck is long and sways. The back is able to arch and sink more. This allows the hindquarters to come under further. The hindquarters carry more of the horse's body. As a result, the forequarters are lighter, and the horse moves gracefully. What can be felt when things are going well? The rider feels more unity and movement between him and the horse. The body parts of the horse move more united. It feels bigger and is flexible. As a result, there is more flexibility and maneuverability. As a effect, the feeling arises that he, the rider, is floating above the horse. What exactly is standing in the stirrups? Standing in the stirrups is actually a position of the forward riding. When the rider's seat is out of the saddle, because the rider rests completely on the stirrups, even without the thighs looking for an extra connection with the saddle. How does the rider stand in the stirrups? How is standing in the stirrups going well? For the sake of proper execution, you find below a list of actions that are simultaneously required before the rider is able to stand in balance in the stirrups. The lower legs are slightly back. The stirrup leaders are slightly backwards. The hip joints are open. The upper body slopes slightly forward from the hip joints. The head balance is relaxed on the neck. The insides of the thighs slide smoothly along the saddle towards the horse's shoulder. Ankle, knee, and hip joints spring to the rhythm of the horse's body. The upper body moves rhythmically with the horse's back from the hip joints. What is standing in the stirrups? What is standing in the stirrups actually? Standing in the stirrups has many similarities with our daily body use. Like we normally stand on the ground. Therefore, a rider can easily rehearse stand it in the stirrups. So practice it standing on the floor. Below you will find a summary of the most important points for attention. The soles of the feet make maximum use of the contact surface on the ground. And seen from above, the big toes on the outside of the knees are visible. The gaze of the eyes is straightforward. The head balances on the neck, and the neck is relaxed on the upper body. The hip joints are also relaxed. The head, neck, and trunk are slightly inclined in front of the vertical line, and the knees move forward downward, so that the rider can flex easily up and down. When can we standing in the stirrups? Standing in the stirrups can be practiced in many situations. Below is a list of occasions that make the practice of standing in the stirrups worthwhile. During transitions from walk to trot or from trot via walk to halt, for example. Trot over cavalletti, riding in uneven terrain, climbing and descending hills. What are the requirements for standing balanced in the stirrups? There are important conditions to be able to stand in the stirrups successfully. For this, the rider must allow the horse free movements of the head and neck. This gives the horse to balance optimally. Therefore, a good indication is that the horse's nose moves forward-downward during the exercise. It is best for the rider to practice standing in the stirrups with dropped reins first. And when the balance is right, the time has come to practice with the following arms.